Blackstone Audio presents Her Grace's Passion by Marion Chesney. This book is read by Charlotte Anne Dorr. There was an urgency and desperation in that kiss, and Matilda answered with rising passion, feeling his lips against hers, the warmth of the sun on her back, feeling his passion mount to meet her own until they were clutched together like a drowning couple. When he finally raised his head, she said with a half-sob, "We must make plans. We must go away together, far away. No one would be able to come between us. No one." He put a hand over her lips and looked at her with a world of sadness in his green eyes.
"I cannot leave," he said. "My wife is with child."
Chapter 1 Matilda, Duchess of Hatshire, knew she was losing her looks, but did not greatly care, so deep was her misery. Her dislike of her husband had turned into hatred, a hatred that ate into her very soul. The Duke was a great collector, and he had collected Matilda, much in the same way as he collected various fine and rare objects dart. She had been, until lately, as pretty as a piece of Dresden, with white fair hair and large blue eyes, a trim figure and a faultless dress sense. For a while she had been comforted by the friendship of Annabel and Emma, both unhappily married as well. But Emma had married the Comte St. Just, after the death of her husband, and Annabel, the Earl of Darkwood, after the death of her husband.